Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Denmark says move over Sweden as government lifts all restrictions for COVID. What is a digital driver's license and how might you use it? A list of all the songs government didn't want you to hear right after 9/11. A local radio show announces they're only going to play music by vaccinated artists. A stand-up comic is canceling shows at venues that require vaccines. And France has recalled its U.S. and Australian ambassadors back to France over a submarine deal. That's not all. Something about decriminalization of psychedelics in Michigan. And also, is Dr. Fauci the sexiest man alive? All coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Is he, Chris?
No.
Give me a look.
The disgust on my face right now. I know people, most of you guys can't see it, but it's pretty extreme.
I don't swing that way, but he kind of, like, if I'm going to say he looks like a thing, he looks like a mouse in
my estimation.
He has the features of a mouse.
I always think that.
I mean, I have to imagine that was a joke, because he is not at all sexy.
I don't know where it comes from, but we'll get to that.
The Guardian.
It is, the telephone number here is 603-283-6160. The phones are open. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. You could talk about any of the stuff that we want to talk about tonight. We might not get to all that stuff, but those are just sort of the top things that we've compiled for this show, this Friday night edition of Free Talk Live. Before I even start talking about any of that stuff, I just want to take a minute to say that at times there are people that come into your life that you admire. And for different reasons. Normally for me, it's because they're smarter than me or, you know, they're more talented than me, something along those lines. I personally have lost a very good friend of mine. His name was Dan Kirk on Tuesday night of this week. I only found out Wednesday. He was one of these people that you meet in this world that does good all of the time. He is famous for finding people's wallets with cash in them and returning them. He has more than two dozen of these throughout his life, where he has found somebody's wallet in a parking lot or at a concert or on the side of the road or as he's walking dogs or things of that nature. The biggest one was, of course, a gentleman that had $1,800 in cash. It was going to be his moving money.
Wow.
He had, sold some stuff and that kind of a thing, and it was going to be first, last, and deposit or that type of a thing for him so that he could move.
That's
and
awesome.
Dan was able to use some internet sleuthing to locate this person. And Dan Kirk was the kind of man that never asked for anything in return. His charity work was his top calling. He worked a day job like everybody else, but he would do toy runs for things like the Children's Hospital, for other charities. He would get me involved with charities, got me to become a regular donator to a few charities, those types of things. There are people coming out of the woodwork now who never even met Dan that are like, oh my gosh, he's a legend. We've heard so much about this guy and all the good that he does. I don't think he has an enemy in the entire world. And so I'm very sorry that my friend Dan is no longer with us. I wish that there were more people like Dan Kirk on planet Earth. And the world is a much crappier place without you, brother. All right. So I think we should talk about France recalling its ambassadors, because that seems like this just happened. I just pulled this up from NBC News moments ago. This was published less than an hour ago. France announced Friday it's recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after it said its Indo-Pacific interests had been undermined by a new agreement made by the Biden administration on nuclear submarines.
So it's recalling its ambassadors that live in the United States.
And Australia.
This is huge.
Wow.
I don't know. You know, this is the kind of thing that, like, you do, like, in, like, your... the worst possible circumstances. I mean, this is like, I don't even know how to explain this. This is like pulling out of, you know, your ambassadors out of Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, when the Taliban took over. This is not something that you do.
Well, imagine if it were the opposite news. Imagine if the United States were recalling its ambassadors from some foreign country. Generally, the reason that I'm most familiar with for a country to do this is sort of a precursor
to war.
To some sort of combat. Right?
Yeah.
The last time I remember this occurring in the news, it may have occurred since then and I just missed it, but was the Gulf War. Right before they started bombing Iraq and stuff like that, and the Gulf One, that is. I remember, like, they issued a recall. They said, hey, if you're traveling, you know, come on back or you're on your own. And they pulled all the ambassadors back as well before they started actually dropping bombs. So it's interesting that France, of all places, this is a quote from the French foreign minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, or Le Drian, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, says, at the request of the President of the Republic, I am recalling to Paris without delay our ambassadors to the United States and to Australia for consultations.
Oh, so it's not necessarily that they're pulling them out permanently. It's just
I mean, are you going to stay permanently if you're doing that? If you're a country?
This is a I am not happy with the situation kind of action as far as publicity is concerned.
I wonder how long the, you know, France has had ambassadors actively here in the United States. Like, what's the streak? Has it been, you know, 40 years? Has it been, you know,
way longer?
You know,
way longer. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of years.
Right, but I mean, without an interruption, you know, what's their streak? How long has France had an ambassador on U.S. soil consecutively without recalling them back for one reason or another?
I mean, that's a good question. I would think they would get called back every once in a while, but...
So, I guess I kind of missed it. What is the thing that they're mad about with submarines?
Well, he goes on. This is another quote from the French foreign minister. This exceptional decision is justified by the exceptional gravity of the announcements made on the 15th of September by Australia and the United States. On Wednesday, President Joe Biden announced the security partnership with Australia and the U.K., it will allow Australia to build nuclear-powered submarines for the first time using technology that the U.S. had only previously shared with Britain. Nuclear submarines offer more stealth capabilities, speed, and range than traditional submarines, and just a handful of countries, including China and Russia, have nuclear-powered submarines. I have a problem with this as well, because have you seen Australia recently? I mean, we've talked about it here on Free Talk Live and what's going on there and how they're trying to do the Reich thing for all of their people. I mean, Australia looks like the new the new Nazi Germany, in my opinion.
I mean, you know, a bigger question is Australia going to be able to afford these nuclear subs now?
My thought when I heard that we were having an alliance with Australia to go against China or whatever was how many people are actually going to want to fight for Australia right now. Like, imagine being in that situation, being like, I'm going to war for you, government, right now. I mean, like, is that just my way of thinking, or are they going to have a huge shortage of people willingly fighting for them?
You know, how can they afford to go to war? I mean, look, if you look at the economic situation of a lot of these countries, you know, they're locked down. Their economy has got to be at the point of collapse.
Oh, but
I mean, how are they papering over that?
They could just be like, all right, new job sector market open. We're going to take all of these factories that once made whatever, and now we're building war machines because we've got to go to war. It's your duty to your country. And then, you know, oh, new jobs.
Right. And we have, like, the internet exists, and so information travels faster than it ever has. I fail to see the point of building, well, anything warlike, any other war machines of really any kind. Already, the United States is the empire. It has all of the, we'll call it the best weapons, right? How do you know in the movies and TV when you're the baddie, when you're the bad guy, how do you know? You have the coolest stuff. You have the most stuff. You have the most evil-looking stuff, right? Because you have the largest budget to throw at it. Well, the United States and, well, it's arguably its allies, has all that already. Now they want to bring Australia into the fold. Can you imagine an alliance between the United States, Australia, and Great Britain? A military alliance, if you will. Those are that's a trio of death and destruction waiting to happen.
Tax the rich, fund the wars.
603-283-6160. Is France recalling its ambassadors a big deal? Give us a call. Let us know. More free talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Six zero 303-283-6160. That's the telephone number here for Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can call, talk about anything that's on your mind. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Dr., Reverend, Lord, Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bonnie, you had asked during the break, and there's some other stuff I wanted to say about my friend Dan, so I'm just going to get it out. Dan Kirk was a cancer survivor. He got the cancer. He did the chemotherapy. He got over it. He also had a heart attack 7 years ago, was in a coma for weeks. He recovered from that, and he's been fine for the last 7 years. What took him out, though, was another heart attack where he was sent to the hospital unconscious. And then while he was in ICU, he had yet another heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
And he never regained consciousness from the first one, and that's the one that took him out.
Hmm.
So a fighter, a survivor. I talk about, you know, people have called in and asked, Captain Kickass, what kind of name? And I always talk about how I want people to be captains of themselves. Dan really epitomized that. He walked his own path. He did his own thing in his own way. He made his own way. He had no enemies that I can think of. I can't think of anybody that ever had a bad thing to say about this guy. He would constantly try and bring people together. You know, if he met folks, he did stuff for my band that, like, I can't even thank him for. He got us some airplay on the radio once, and, you know, hooked us up with some folks. I got us some gigs and that type of thing. And he never asked for anything in return. And that's the part of him that I want folks to emulate. That's why I admire this guy, is because he did all these things, not just for me, but for a whole bunch of other people, and tried to bring them together. Because there's too much divisiveness in the world today, and we need more folks that are trying to bring folks together instead of divide.
Yeah, you're so right. We do have, it does seem like a very unique person who will be like that, you know?
Yeah.
It's there's so few people out there. I mean, I can think of, like, a couple,
yeah.
But it's like, you know, I know a lot of people. It's
yeah.
Like you think you know more than a couple when you know, I don't even know how many people I know, but I know a lot of people, and it's like...
It's a difficult thing not to just take a side or be, like, so serious about your side being right. Because I know because when I went to a anti-police rally and there was pro-police people there,
right.
I was really annoyed at them not being very nice to them. And then I hear Joa, like, trying to bridge the gap, and I was, like, really touched by that. There are people like that that can just be like, hey, listen, this is what we're saying, and this is what you're saying. Here's where we can agree. I'm not one of those people.
Well, I think that, at least for me anyway, the reason that I am who I am and the way that I am now is because I have been willing to consider for a minute that my position on something might be wrong.
Hmm.
And listen to the facts and the evidence for any side, for any, you know, and or go and research it myself and go, oh, look, what I thought was true totally isn't true based on the facts and evidence that I've found. So I'm willing to change my mind as a result of that. And so I think that that's... More of that needs to occur, and if there's more people out there that are able to do that for people, then I welcome them. Particularly if you're freedom-minded. I know New Hampshire has been in the news recently with its filing of a proposal for secession. And so if we can attract more freedom-oriented people here to help make that go, perhaps we actually can see freedom in our lifetimes, or at least freedom from, you know, the United States government anyway.
You guys see the poll? I mean,
I did in the newspaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 80%.
It got up to 85% of, I think it was 84%, but 84% of New Hampshireites support independence. That's unbelievable.
That's great. I mean, it is the live free or die state.
It
so,
is.
Like, I expect people to sort of take that to heart.
It wasn't like a scientific poll, so I don't know if you could say 85% of New Hampshireites, but I will say I like that it looked like that, so that way
so
people reading will be like, oh,
I think
wow,
you make a good
serious.
Point, and there's probably some truth to this. It may not be accurate. However, I think one of the things that is interesting about this poll is, one, it's the union leader. I mean, this is like...
It's the New Hampshire newspaper.
Union leader, right?
Yes.
Like, it's not libertarians, it's... Just, if anything, it's probably people on the left, right?
Yeah.
85% almost. 85%. Most independence movements, you're lucky if you have 5%. the ones that are successful, they have over 50%, right? Canada, Quebec, when they tried to, become independent, I think they got like a little bit under 50%, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And it wasn't enough to turn them into independent. But that's what you would call a successful independence movement. So if New Hampshire is, even if it's 75%, right, that is substantial. And I think the other thing, it's interesting because this isn't the only polling that's been done. And one of the things that one person said who had gone around and asked, just your average people on the street, is would you support independence? And this was actually before this whole movement got started,
yeah.
The independence movement, that is, in New Hampshire. But he asked people on the street, like, I think it was, like, one place was a polling booth, right? And more than half of the people said yes. And that's in step with this,
yeah.
This other unscientific poll.
Well, and we talk all the time on Free Talk Live about planting seeds, right? Wherever you go, if you the speech that you use, the way that you talk about things, the language that you use, will sometimes plant seeds. And I know that other secession movements have gotten press, right? We know that California has attempted some sort of a secession. There's been some talk about, like, part of Oregon wanting to, like, become part of, Idaho or something like that because they don't get along with the other side, the other half of Oregon, that kind of a thing. We know that Texas has done a secession movement, or there's at least people who have talked about it. But I'm under the understanding now that process-wise, New Hampshire is the leader.
It is.
And because, it filed a thing, and so it's not, it is proposed language, but it could be put on up for vote, in 2022?
Yeah. Yeah, 2022. And it's the thing that's interesting about this is that all the other U.S. independence movements haven't gone anywhere. They don't even have support in the legislature.
Right. From what I read.
Support in the legislature.
Right. From what I read, the Texas one is just like a proposal for people to come together to try and think about what a proposal might look like to,
kind of a thing. More difficult process to get something brought up to a vote in Texas, which is another reason that New Hampshire is the perfect place for the Free State Project.
It's interesting because we actually, the thing that's different about New Hampshire is that we actually have a legislature that is willing to say, yeah, we'll consider this, and people who are signing on to support it. Most of these other states, you can't even touch this subject without being laughed at and called out and made fun of.
Yeah.
But this is a serious conversation that's happening in New Hampshire about independence. And it's not just happening, amongst libertarians. This is something that's being talked about amongst – there was a discussion that occurred that brought in people from opposing sides even, and there was an actual discussion.
I was going to say, as far as you were saying, Captain, about planting seeds, and as far as what you were saying about it's not just libertarians saying this, Sarah Silverman came out and said something to who is a native New Hampshireite. She said that she believes that if certain states in the union are not getting along, they should have an amicable divorce.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. That's
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of, and that's some of the language that's been used around this, like divorce DC and that kind of a thing. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. This is the Friday night edition.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key FDA advisory panel is voting against COVID-19 booster shots. The panel was overwhelmingly against the Pfizer COVID booster shots for people 16 and older. President Biden had said he wanted to start a booster program as soon as next week. The United States is admitting it mistakenly killed 10 civilians in Afghanistan. General Kenneth McKenzie saying warplanes targeted the wrong vehicle in Kabul, thinking it was an ISIS-K suicide bomber.
This strike certainly did not come up to our standards, and I profoundly regret it.
10 people were killed, including 7 children. The strike happened after 13 U.S. troops were killed in a suicide attack outside the Kabul airport. As far as if anyone will be disciplined for the accidental bombing, General McKenzie says he has no updates on personnel. This is USA Radio News. The Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman is addressing concerns Republicans have about a phone call he had with his Chinese counterpart.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley accused of treason at the waning moments of the Trump administration by disregarding the chain of command spoke on the subject for the first time Friday. Milley said that calls he made to his Chinese counterpart were perfectly within the duties and responsibilities of his job. General Milley goes on to say such calls are routine and were done to reassure both allies and adversaries in this case in order to ensure strategic stability. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new study shows women were responsible for nearly half of all gun sales since the start of 2019. The National Firearms Society finding that about 3.5 million women became gun owners since January of 2019. That's nearly equal the number of men who purchased a firearm. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number you need to, you know, grab a crayon and write on your, I don't know, your drywall, perhaps on the fridge. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get all the latest headlines of the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so one final thing about this bit with France recalling its ambassadors from the U.S. and Australia because of a new agreement between Australia and the United States that allows Australia to build nuclear-powered submarines for the first time. The French ambassador, Le Drian, said that this new pact was an affront to France's previous agreement with Australia. So apparently there was some agreement between Australia and France that said, we're not going to build nuclear submarines for some reason.
Okay, yeah, now I thought they were mad that we were giving the technology to Australia and not...
And not to France?
So wait a minute. As I understand it, France was supposed to be building nuclear subs for Australia, and it was the U.S. stealing that business that irritated France.
I don't know, because I pay so little attention to government-on-government action.
It's hard to get your mindset It's hard to get your brain into the mindset of, oh, I want to be the one to build these nuclear submarines. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Billions and billions of dollars. This is a huge, huge economic benefit to France if they can sell these nuclear subs or subs of any kind to... Well, especially nuclear subs, to Australia. And I think the differences between the U.S. deal and what was going to be the French deal is effectively that the technology is going to be transferred so that Australia can build its own subs.
Well, there's one paragraph.
It's not just being handed subs.
Yeah, this one paragraph says it will allow Australia to build nuclear-powered submarines for the first time, using technology that the U.S. had only previously shared with Britain.
Right, it's a technology transfer.
Nuclear submarines offer more stealth capability, speed, and range than traditional submarines, yada, yada, yada.
So that's all that they do? They're not like, they don't have an a nuclear explosion, right?
Nuclear submarine refers to how the vessel is powered.
Oh, okay.
In this case. I mean, they all carry missiles and, you know, armaments and that kind of a thing. Of course, they're machines of war, so it's not like they're unarmed. So I think it depends on the country and, like, what they have available.
I just realized it doesn't make sense anyway, because nuclear missiles have to fall, and that gravity is what makes the explosion so crazy.
So it's something that we'll certainly keep an eye on. It is interesting. I can't remember the last time, you know, ambassadors were recalled to their home country from the U.S. outside of Gulf One. So,
well, this just goes to demonstrate just how much money these countries like France and the U.K. and the United States and Russia make from selling arms to other countries. It is a huge business. It's a business that is so large that France recalled its ambassador to the United States and to Australia.
Yeah, what
a
racket.
That is huge.
Yeah. So I want to move on from that. I want to talk about a couple of things. Since I had a bit of dedication to my friend Dan Kirk earlier, he was a rock and roll fan. He loved regular rock, classic rock, heavy metal. He was a big fan of, like, Iron Maiden and stuff like that. He and I discussed this a couple of times, and it's worth mentioning again that after 9-1-1, the government sent a list of songs to radio stations that they strongly suggested radio stations do not play after the September 11th attacks on the towers, the planes flying into it, of course, September 11th. A loose list of songs circulated from higher-ups to ground-level DJs, which included essentially anything that could be remotely related to any of the tragic events that had taken place, was constructed. These tracks were encouraged, it says here in italics, to be excluded from airplay, not banned. Some stations even disregarded the list and continued to play certain songs. Nonetheless, the infamous compilation remains intriguing. Numerous rock and metal bands populate a majority of the selection, including all Rage Against the Machine songs.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's pretty telling.
Yeah, like when you're going to ban a band's... you're going to strongly suggest to all of the radio stations in the U.S. who play music that they don't play an entire artist's catalog in any way, shape, or form. Is pretty telling. There's more to
it. Just because of its name.
It does start this top of the list, all Rage Against the Machine songs. Now, I give them a whole bunch of crap now because, well, they've kind of been cooperate with the machine more than raging against the machine as of late. But certainly their early stuff was far more anti and rebellious than their actions have been politically. But Drowning Pool, Bodies... I'm familiar with that one. Let's let the bodies hit the floor, right?
I got scared one time because I knew it wasn't saying let the bodies hit the floor, but, like, I was alone, and I was just hearing bodies, and I was like, no, I have to turn
let the bodies hit. But you're only one body.
Yeah.
So there would have to be two of you for it to be plural.
Well, there's probably more bodies.
Would you get together with a big group of bodies to have, like, Bonnie Fest?
No. Well, the one Bonnie Collar is pretty cool.
That's true. Mudvayne, Death Blooms, Megadeth, Dread and the Fugitive, Megadeth Sweating Bullets, of course. I'm surprised they didn't have Megadeth Peace Out, although maybe it's further down the list.
Well, I'm surprised this is like all... I guess I'm not that surprised. I was going to say I'm surprised it's all like metal or rock, but, you know, I
so
guess it makes
far,
sense.
So far, and it appears to be mostly metal and rock, now that I... There's some pop in here, but it's not... Like the newer
what?
Pop, like Elton John, stuff like that.
There's Elton John songs that were banned?
Yeah, there's Saliva, there's P.O.D., who I'm familiar with none of their catalog, a song called Boom. Metallica's got quite a few. They've got Seek and Destroy, Harvester of Sorrow, Enter Sandman, and Fade to Black. Fade to Black, of course, kind of got Metallica famous back in the day with the PMRC, that's the Parental Music Resource Center. They, along with a very religious nonprofit organization known as The Truth About Rock.
They, oh, my goodness.
They put on seminars back in the day where they would go around from community to community and book, like, their high school auditorium.
Looking kids, and, the devil created rock and roll.
Right, and they would do things like, okay, here's little Billy. Billy listened to Metallica's Seek and Destroy and, you know, tried to eat a gun and shoot his head off, but he failed, and now he's got half a face. Here's his picture. Don't listen to Metallica, right? Like, it was that kind of a thing. It was all, you know, like, they're blaming the music for the... Instead of blaming, like, bad parenting, instead of blaming, you know... the kid himself, you know, misdiagnosis of depression, stuff like that. No, they're going to blame the music.
Wow.
And so that's what they did back in the day. Same thing happened to AC/DC with, I think it was it Highway to Hell? I don't remember which one it was. We got some Godsmack, Tool, Intolerance, Soundgarden, Blow Up the Outside World. A whole bunch of AC/DC. Shot Down in Flames, Shoot to Thrill, Dirty Deeds, Highway to Hell. All the classics are in there.
I'm just completely shocked at Killer Queen. Like, why? Like, anybody's going to be like, oh my gosh, Killer Queen, that reminds me of 9/11.
Black Sabbath, War Pigs, of course, because, you know, you're going to war. Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, Suicide Solution, Holy Diver, Steve Miller Band, Jet Airliner, Van Halen Jump, Queen, Another One Bites the Dust, Queen, Killer Queen.
Alanis Morissette, Ironic, that's retarded.
The Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
What?
Yeah, Walk Like an Egyptian. Fuel, Bad Day. Peter Gabriel, When You're Falling, Kansas. Dust in the Wind. 603-283-6160. More free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can talk about anything. It's called Free Talk Live. No subject is taboo. The only rules that we really have is, well, no cussing.
You purposely say taboo and Yahoo.
Yahoo is what I like to say Yahoo instead of Yahoo. Occasionally I'll say taboo.
It is taboo.
Taboo or not taboo? Taboo? Like taboo or taboo?
It's taboo, not taboo.
Taboo. We were talking about this. This is from Loudwire.com, this list of, a hilarious list of songs that the United States government strongly encouraged radio stations not to play so strongly that they sent the list to all of the radio stations. And, you know, there's only like, what, 5 or 6 companies that own all the radio stations, but they sent them to not only those companies, but to all of the distribution lists as well, highly suggesting they don't play any of this stuff.
I'm not a music person, and I have no idea what these songs are. Mm-hmm. Can you guys give me a description? Like, what is it about these songs?
Let me tell you one.
Sure, go ahead.
Tom Petty, Free Fallin'. It has nothing to do with war. It has nothing to do with anything like an explosion. It's just Tom Petty saying, Free Fallin'. And that's hilarious that they would not want
to. Yeah, the Foo Fighters have a song on this list called Learn to Fly. So
they didn't take off Tom Petty's Learning to Fly. That's weird.
Well, I don't know if they did. But like, so these are like songs and song titles that may have content that could be construed as, I'm going to say, bad taste, maybe? Like, I think the government is afraid of, I don't know what they're afraid of, I don't know why, like, other than controlling people, I don't know why.
Is this really something the government should be doing?
No, absolutely not, which is why I bring it up on this show, because this is what we do here at Free Talk Live.
Okay, so I get that some people may have, like, lost a loved one on September 11th, I get that, but seriously, it's the radio.
BC Boys Sure Shot.
And also I thought Sabotage by Beastie Boys was interesting because it almost sounds like an admission.
Yeah,
Sabotage because it's an inside job.
Tom Petty, Free Fallin' did also make the list, by the way.
Free Fallin' and Learning to Fly? Yep.
Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire also made the list. So, yeah. And, you know, we'll, if you're on our social media, I will post this, of course. If you're not, you can go find us over at social.freetalklive.com.
It sounds like they were trying to control the atmosphere just generally in order to have more control.
Yes.
I mean, this is manipulation. It sounds like manipulation to me. But
if I were a program director, I'd probably have gotten fired for doing this. But if I were a program director on a radio station and I received this list, I would just use it as, I'd be like, hey, guess what? We're changing our format today. We're just going to play all of these songs.
You want to play every Rage Against the Machine song, Captain?
No, I'd put it on random, you know, along with all these other songs, you know. But perhaps you could, you know, hey, let's do a Rage Hour, you know, an hour of Rage from 7 to 10 or whatever, right? You know, 7 to 8. But that's a thing that the government will do, right? When some sort of an event happens and they don't want to, like, exacerbate the situation in some way, shape, or form, they're going to send out a strongly recommended list of songs to ban from your radio station.
It's just such a do-nothing act that I think, if anything, the actual point of the government doing it was just to pretend that they were doing something or pretend that they cared. It just does nothing.
So, in other, somewhat, it's not really related, but in the fact that it's related to music and radio shows, a local Vancouver radio show announces that they will only play music by vaccinated artists.
Oh, I did hear about this somehow.
How are they even going to know which artists are vaccinated?
I don't know.
And what happens if some are vaccinated and some are not?
I guess that crosses Nicki Minaj right off the list. I don't know if you guys have heard. She got kicked off Twitter for questioning the vaccine.
She got canceled?
Yeah, Nicki Minaj got canceled. Not by, like, the Barbs, not by her fans, but by...
By Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Twitter's like, nope, you're done.
Yeah,
wow.
So
ridiculous.
This is a good opportunity to bring up Mastodon.
Yes, please, let's do so.
So, Free Talk Live has a Mastodon feed that you can subscribe to, and it's basically like Twitter, except that it's decentralized, or what they call federated. And basically what that means is that you're not dependent on a particular company to exist, okay? Nobody can kick you off. Now, some of the servers may ban you, but that just still means that your message gets through to whoever is not banning you effectively.
Right.
You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to learn how.
Exactly. No, wait.
Social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's
Social.freetalklive.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, I think you mentioned the... Now, Matrix is also awesome, and you should get on that too, but that's a more of a chat type of solution as opposed to
a decentralized, Twitter, federated, you know, Twitter sort of competition.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj, after, I think right before she got kicked off, because they didn't delete her account, they like froze her out or something, but I think it was right before, she put up a poll, and the two answers you could choose from, she just wrote, take this poll, and the two answers were, the first one was, it's okay to ask questions, the second one was, I like being effing dumb.
Well, Mastodon has been getting super popular over the years, especially in more recent years. It used to be this thing that only techies were on, and then kind of libertarians kind of went on, and then conservatives. And I mean, with everybody getting kicked off of the other platforms, it's like it's long past due that people get on other platforms that are not centrally controlled, that don't have a corporation behind them, you know, telling you what you can and cannot,
or
say.
Worse yet, have governments behind them telling them who to cancel and what they can and can't put on, such as Mark M. Efferberg.
Yeah, I mean, and it's pretty disturbing with the amount of censorship that's been going on lately. There was last week, I think it was, there was a group on Telegram even. Now, Telegram tends to be one of the least bad platforms that are centralized, where there's less censorship going on. However, when the government, puts their finger on you, you begin to squeal. And that's basically what's happened with Telegram. And so Telegram is no longer as safe. And last week, they even censored a group that basically was involved with 3D printers. Think, well, why would you ban a group that's involved in 3D printers? Well, some people in that group apparently had shared 3D printed designs for manufacturing guns. And not that they were illegal or anything.
Yeah.
It was just because. And
they just didn't like it, and they're like, nope, yep. Not going to have that on our platform.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that sucks.
You have to remember that, you know, Telegram is not a U.S. corporation. So it, in a lot of the world, guns are illegal. And so is sharing it, potentially. And this is one of the things that decentralization helps protect us against. It protects us against both governments as well as corporations, because it's not just governments you have to fear. The copyright cartels, you know, like Disney and other companies have been going after pirate groups on Telegram as well.
Well, even within the firearms industry, copyright is huge.
Right.
Yep. So, like, you know, if you're a gun company and you make this kind of gun, if somebody copies it, you could have a copyright case against them for, you know, a number of things. But what the decentralization and just the transmission of information does is it just think of all the bureaucracy it cuts out, right? I mean, you had a pretty good list. It cuts out your local government, your state government. It cuts out the federal government. It cuts out the gun manufacturers.
The corporations.
Right, the corporations. Yep. And all you need is the raw materials and a couple of files, and you could print your own gun in your own home with your own 3D printer.
I hope that happened in some places where guns aren't allowed.
The thing that I find most disturbing is when they say we are going to delete groups that are terrorist groups. Because the problem with terrorists...
Good, then delete every government account ever.
Well, yeah, that's what I would like to see, but not really.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the people saying they're going to delete terrorist accounts. Good. Start with government accounts.
The problem is, what is terrorism, right? And terrorism, if you look at what the governments consider around the world terrorism, a lot of them are freedom groups. They're groups that are pro-freedom. So it's basically code for saying we're going to censor the libertarians, or we're going to censor, you know, whoever it is in your country that is in the minority.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that the governments have to create a whole new and, you know, messed up definition of the word terrorism just to make it not sound like themselves.
The G word has changed their definition of terrorism. It used to say the use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. That's what it used to say. Now it says the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against so.
Also, if it's legal, it's not terroristic.
The so-called terrorists of 9/11 killed 3,000 people. The U.S. government killed millions over the course of the war on terrorism.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.